Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver. Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday to you all. It is November the 4th. And I'm going to do a shout out to my brother, Quentin. Happy birthday to you and God bless you. And may he keep you and have many more. Today is Friday. And again, it's November the 4th. Amen. Today's encouragement is woes and woes. Coming from Lamentations chapter 1, verse 22, NIV or King James Version, it reads, "Let all their wickedness come before you. Deal with them as you have dealt with me because of all my sins. My groans are many and my heart is faint." Lamentations chapter 1:22. Amen. Amen. The book of Lamentations is heavy on woes and woes. It's loaded with those, "Why me, Lord?" moments which often come on the heels of the woes of life. When you're going through a season of woes, when unexpected tragedy hits, or you're faced with an ongoing health crisis, it's not always easy to keep a positive outlook. Sometimes your faith is badly shaken, especially when you're not physically able to care for yourself. Instead, you're tempted to curl up in a ball and moan, "Woe, why me?" God doesn't want your woes to lead to ongoing woes. Go ahead and have that pity party, but don't camp out there for long. There's no battle you're facing that the Lord won't fight for you. Even if you're up against a Goliath of a problem, he will sweep in and deal with your enemies, conquering them on your behalf. The more of the story, don't let your heart grow heavy. Don't give up. Don't give in. Strengthen your heart in God and trust that he would deal with both your woes and your woes. Lord, may the only woe be the one we experience when we come into your presence. Please take this heavy heart of mine and turn my situation around. I pray. Amen. The woes and the woes. Whoa. Do not let them get you off track. Let your faith be ever more stronger when you come up with woes in your world. Hey, it's Friday. Have a wonderful and safe weekend. Remember, COVID is still out here and RSV for the children. Keep your children healthy, safe. And be safe out here. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. I have another word of encouragement on Monday. God bless you, and may he stay with you. Amen. Amen.